Gorgeous souls, viewers, and listeners, welcome to this episode of Heart and Soul, the last one in 2024. And it's all about enjoying the Christmas time or getting the most out of your Christmas celebrations. And I know sometimes we have to do things like meeting the in-laws or going to our families, or there's so much to do. So enjoy tips and tricks and insights from Janet and I to make this a more enjoyable kind of time for you. And also, as the winter solstice is coming, the shortest day here on the northern hemisphere on the 21st, bring in more light into the next cycle and, of course, into the new year. Thank you, Janet, for being here.
Oh, Caroline, you know I love being with you. I love our little chats. And yes, I think this is a really important one to end this year with because we're coming into that sort of festive season, or we're already in that festive season. As you can see, I have my decorations up already. And it can be quite a challenging time. And Caroline and I both as empaths as well, and introverts a little bit too, it can become so overwhelming. And I think that we wanted to sort of talk to you about, if you feel like that, how to bring the joy back. Because when you feel that pressure and that sort of, you lose the joy. And I think it's about sort of finding your way through this season. So if you feel like Caroline and I do, we have some tips for you how to cope and make sure it is a joyful Christmas time for you too. So Caroline, do you have a top tip that you can share with our viewers and listeners?
Just that quote, like, perfection is the thief of joy. So I learned to make it easier, not having that perfect Christmas dinner and everything included, but easing up, asking for help, and of course, just the most precious gift is time. And I mean, the older and wiser I get, I really appreciate having that time and space and enjoying that time with loved ones, and less about cooking that dinner for 5, 6 hours, but being together, and less is more, definitely with that. And yeah, like you said, it's so much that built up, and I had it this year too. It was very busy working and meeting many friends like you in person, which is always great. But if there's something every day and I didn't have that time just for me, or just, take a breath and be, and it can catch up. And last week I realized I was looking forward to sort of, okay, I work Thursday, Friday, Saturday, so finally Sunday is there, and then I go, and it's sort of like I was sort of waiting till the days are over, and that's a sad way, isn't it? Instead of enjoying the present moment and each day, you're sort of waiting for it to be over or for the time that it's calmer. And so take a minute each day or 2 minutes just for yourself, and have a cup of tea, or take a deep breath, or learn to prioritize. Look at what your plans are for the day or the week, the week ahead, and be self-conscious and truly cancel things that drain your energy or aren't important for this time. Maybe things you can reschedule for January. It's always nice to meet friends in January as well. You don't have to do it all just before Christmas or just in that time as well. Make yourself a priority and listen to your heart. Say yes to yourself by saying no to others, and that's really, really important.
Absolutely. That's a huge self-love advice there. I mean, I also find this time of year, my health is normally can not be good. And we're probably here, and I know in the UK we have a lot of illnesses going around at the moment. There's a lot of chest infections, there's a lot of colds, there's a lot of even pneumonia. So we're starting sort of like, I know this time of the year when I get run down because I'm so hectic. And as you sort of say, the stress element as well really affects my health, is that it's important to take self-care, make time for self-care. And I make sure that I get enough sleep. And as Caroline says, if there's things that aren't important, leave them. They can be done another time. It's okay. And, so that you do allow time for yourself to take care of you. I mean, as well, I was just saying, because of these colds and flus and things that are going around, I have a jar of Manuka honey, and that's been proven to be a great natural antibiotic, and kills a lot of bacterial sort of infections. So it's great at this time of year. And I take a spoonful of that every day. And along with making sure I get enough sleep, I take some, obviously with the dog, I might take in some exercise. And I think also living by the sea, actually the sea air is actually quite good because normally I can get a lot of sinus infections. But touch wood. so far I've not been so bad, but I also have a special spray that I use once a day to keep my sinuses clear. And it's got active silver, it's called. And it really helps to make sure that my sinuses are clear from bacterial, fungal, and microbial infections. And that has really, really made a huge difference for my health. So it's really important, wrap up well. If it's really cold out there and you're taking the dog out, wrap up well. Have those hot drinks, because hot drinks are also really good at sort of, clearing sinuses. Like a hot lemony drink is great. There's things that you need to, or a hot bath, a nice relaxing bath that, again, the aromas can also help to clear your sinuses or clear the airways and just help your body relax. Or a nice massage if you know somebody who's a good masseur. But it's definitely taking care of yourself is really also important because, when you're in good health, you can cope with things much better. Because when your health, when you're depleted, it's very hard to keep going. And then it's very hard for your body to fight infections or anything that's out there. So really make a point of caring for yourself.
Yeah, definitely. Looking after yourself and yeah, ginger, lemon, and of course, curcuma. And yeah, ginger is also really, really helpful, as well as, of course, honey. And just, yeah, taking that time. And if you don't feel up 100%, look after yourself, because especially this time of year, with so much clearing going on, if you're only down to 80% and then you overdo things, you catch things more easily than when you're fully rested. And yeah, give yourself that time. Yeah, maybe wrap time in a little present and give it to yourself, because yeah, it's just, think back of the fondest memory of Christmas. What was it? Who was there? And just feel into what made it so special and try to bring that into today. Often it's just the one person that you had a discussion, or just sitting there sipping tea or something. And it's less about having the perfect roast or anything or the perfect tree or the most decoration. It's more the time you spend. Or I think as children, we always had real candles on the tree here in Switzerland. And so we played this game with my father, and this is really a really fond memory. Sort of, we let the candles go out, and then there were a couple of there, and we had to sort of figure out which one was the last to go out. And we were sitting there in quiet, in just peace, and just observing those candles go out one after each other. And this is time. This is sort of that space, you know, that sort of creates more love. And I mean, this is one of the fondest memory with my father. He passed away over 30 years ago. And these are the things that our children or family will remember. Because when you ask your friends and family, what did you eat last time at Christmas? Of course, we usually have the same meal, but did it taste different? Was it? Of course, you love to prepare food and enter love into your dishes and everything, but it was less about that food. It's always about being together. And of course, if you have difficulty with special family members or in-laws or whatever, or especially with huge gatherings, you know, as introverts, we truly need that space for ourselves. Take that. Maybe just go out into the garden or outside of the door and just take five deep breaths of fresh air. Allow yourself to center yourself, clear your energy. Ask your guardian angels to protect your energy, and then take another deep breath and go back in and just observe. What helped me is sort of not being pulled into this kind of energy or discussions and just sitting there and observing with loving eyes and just, yeah, oh, okay, my father and brother, they're at it again, or whatever is happening, or just say, oh, my mother-in-law, she complains again about me. You know, we can never make other people happy, or we can never change other people. We can only change how we react to them. And if we are more centered, more at peace with ourselves, we can bring that to the table. And especially at winter solstice, because it's the shortest day here in the Northern Hemisphere, what I told my clients recently, some have lost their job, some have broken up. Light a candle on that day and wish for the most magical job with beautiful co-workers in a really nurturing, loving surrounding, doing something that really nurtures your soul and makes you feel great. Or if you're looking for a relationship, take that time and imagine a really supportive partner in your life where you share interests and hugs and all that kind of, and light that candle with that wish forward. And you can do that with family members too, sort of like, okay, I am imagining or I'm wishing for a really peaceful, gentle, loving Christmas dinner with my families where we all really support each other, understand each other, and come together heart to heart and send that wish forward and sort of like an intention. And I think that really works great because sometimes you have family members always complaining about their health and it really drains your energy. So you just imagine focusing on what all good and even maybe asking questions, be prepared, asking people, what they're looking forward in 2025, or what their dreams are, or what their inspirations are. And things like this, you can always turn something around if you have sort of two, three things you can ask in a loving way. And of course, also what you're grateful for. It's all that uplifting things. And yeah, it's all within you.
Oh, I love that. That is really lovely because it is that time of year. It feels like, the darkness. I mean, I do suffer with SAD, seasonal affective disorder. I don't like it being dark for so long. But we're coming to that point where we're heading the shortest day, the 21st, and then we start having the longer evenings coming in. And I think Caroline is absolutely right. It's a time to sort of like, just it's like to cozy down, to nestle down, to a plan or to think about the future we want to create. And it's, I love what Caroline said about lighting a candle and sort of setting your intentions or you're putting your wishes out into the world at this time of darkness, because it's then the spring energy is coming, going to come through again, and it brings all that hope and joy with it. And it is a very powerful time of the year to do that. And I think that with all of the busyness of this time of the year, and I think that, the commercialism side has created that. I know here in the UK, there's just so much about sort of the cost, the extreme wealth, the presence that people feel expected to gift to each other, and it's really hard on families because of the cost crisis here. And I think that it's, as you sort of say, it's not, it can be like if they just agree, like, only spend a certain small amount, a small gift, and just that's enough. But here it sometimes goes crazy. And it's not fair to put pressure on people to, when it's money, they don't need the things half the time. Or if you are gifting someone and you know that there's something that they particularly need, or you can contribute. There's different ways, and I know there's a lot of organizations here at the moment because there's so many families struggling to have a Christmas that they're, collecting, or they're asking for donations and things. And I think it's always quite nice if you have, is that you'd be grateful for what you have, but also to pass something on to someone else to make, hopefully bring them joy. And that is the giving, isn't it? It's the giving that brings us joy. It's not the receiving, it's the giving. So I think that's really important.
Yeah, and yesterday we were at the pet store getting some things, food for our cats. They eat a lot, two cats. And they had a Christmas tree there with wishes from the animal shelters, And we said, okay. And then we both, my daughter and I, we were together, picked one, and then we got some food or some chewy things for the pets. And I love that because, yeah, you can do it for animals, but I also saw, some villages and shops, they have Christmas trees with wishes for children that their families really can't afford it. And you can get that, buy the things, wrap it and bring it in, and just lighten someone's joy. And often it's those children's and families, they are so happy to receive something and so grateful, and they don't ask for the big things, not a Prada bag or something, but socks or that one toy they truly love. And I think that has been forgotten the last couple of decades, it's sort of truly thinking about something special you want. Because I remember when my children, then they had the catalogs, in the toy store and some, and they went, oh, this and this and this and this. And I said, what do you truly want? Yeah, but this, so not what everything you like, but what is one thing you truly want that, you still find useful in half a year, or not just
Yes.
have
Yes.
the present? And this is important. And I mean, we, as in my family, we don't give each other gifts. We just give presents to the children. And I think that's also good. And when you have a family dinner, you can also contribute with a dish, and that's always helpful too, because sometimes we don't know if someone is struggling a bit or, overextending themselves just to make it perfect. So, and like you said, sharing the heart, and sharing time, being present. And I mean, sometimes the greatest gift is listening to someone. And I think that's truly important, because, we forget to be there and just be open and listen.
Exactly. I think it is important where it's a time of year to be more caring, more compassionate, to show kindness and unconditional love. Because I think those are the greatest gifts, as you sort of say, that you can share at this time of year. I've been just working on a little book. Inspired by my lovely Bailey, the dog. Bailey's Christmas Miracle, and it is about a little dog who gets abandoned and then found by a lovely girl who takes her in, and they, become friends. And it is about sort of that feeling of being lost. And this time of year as well, here, because of issues, there's a lot of animals are being just abandoned. And it breaks my heart. It absolutely breaks my heart that how can you do this? But I mean, it's just that things have got into such a bad state. And it's so unfortunate because those poor animals don't know. They haven't done anything. They haven't. So, this little book, I hope that when I get it out there, that a percentage of each sale I will donate to the Dogs Trust here, because there's so overwhelmed. So overwhelmed. I mean, I keep saying that maybe we get another dog. Maybe we adopt another dog. I'm not sure how she would feel about it. It would have to be the right one. But
Yeah, it is.
it is, it's really so there is a lot of struggling out there. At the same time, we're seeing so much wealth on one side and that poverty, that divide again, that we haven't seen sort of like from the Victorian era, let's say. It's starting to really manifest now, which is unfortunate because, sometimes the people who are in the, who are struggling are working the hardest. And it.
No.
Anyway, we should all, it's in the gift of giving.
It is, and kindness and a smile, and it doesn't have to cost much, and we don't have to go overboard, because sometimes just a little something is really truly wonderful. And yes, take care of yourself. Listen to your own body's needs, when you need rest. And go forward with that, because you can bring that peace and calm to any situation. And then you are helping so many people, because you never know. Others in your family might feel the same. And if you can give them a little gift of peace and calm, or allow them to be themselves, because we all sort of dress up, we all sort of pretend everything is hunky dory, and then we are sitting there smiling, and sometimes we are just sad. Allow yourself to be you, and allow others to be themselves as well. And hug people, bring more light into this world. And we have previous episodes of intentions and wintering and all these kind of things. Maybe share this episode with a friend that could do with some uplifting inspiration. And learning to take things easier and be gentler, more loving towards oneself.
And that's the magic of this time of year. Thank you.
Yes, this was our last episode in 2024. We'll be back on 7th of January in 2025. I wish you all a wonderful holiday season and a good start into 2025. And if you have time between Christmas and New Year or till the next episode, go back, re-listen to previous episodes, and you will always find some little nuggets and wonderful, heartfelt, soulful inspiration. Thank you so much for being with us.
Lots of festive, loving, and joyful light blessings to you all at this time, and see you next year.